testimony today carried over from a hearing that started yesterday in a challenge filed by the Wisconsin State Employees Union, or Ask Me Council 24. Union attorney Peg Lautenschlager, the former state attorney general, called person after person to the stand who are either denied access to the Capitol or who are kicked out of the building against their will. Lautenschlager also called the Democratic state legislators to the stand who testified that building restrictions in place since Monday were preventing constituents and even family from visiting them. Racine Democrat Corey Mason said it was also preventing his staff from attending a public hearing. The Department of Justice, defending the state, called Administration Secretary Mike Hitch to the stand, who said the state had actually been lenient with the protesters. For example, normally people would not be allowed to tape signs to the walls or speak in a bullhorn without a permit at the Capitol, and no one is ever allowed to sleep overnight at the Capitol building. Hitch said once the overnight camping at the Capitol stopped, the building would begin to return to normal. In the meantime, Hitch said the extra police presence at the Capitol would likely cost the state between $4 and $5 million just through the end of February. Reporting from the Dane County Courthouse, I'm Sean Johnson.